The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
So I have a new team member that I'm working with on how to effectively post. I share many examples and how and why, yet she consistently posts graphics instead. Advice on how to tackle this with her.
This is a good question, because I think this speaks to a lot of people when they are bringing on new teammates, and there's that fine balance that we all each individually have our own businesses. And I should throw that out there that Nicole and I, we're in the trenches with you. We are building our businesses alongside you. And so when you bring someone on, there's that fine line to how much do you do for them? How much do you prescribe for them? Because we can only do so much, and we should only do so much, because if you're doing too much for your team members, really, they're going to think in their head that that's what they have to do if they bring somebody on. And so we have to kind of be careful of that. But if you have given examples, and if you have explained why one thing is better than another thing, and they still don't get it, or they still don't pick that up, then, and you continue to try to coach them, then there's going to be diminishing returns from that. There's only so much you can do. People are only so coachable. And so just bear that in mind. I mean, I don't know, maybe from this question, have you explained why one way is better than another? Or have you just said, here, do this, here, do this? I'm not too sure how much you're explaining there. But on tackling things, see, even that language, even that word tackle sounds sort of combative. And I think, you know, we can share what we do, we can share what works, and we can share the reasons why it works. But if somebody doesn't go with that, then there's only so much we can do. And if you keep barking up that tree, you're probably just going to drive yourself crazy. So don't make yourself crazy. But I hope that helps. Like, what would you say, Nicole?
Yeah, Debbie, super fast, because I want to move on. We have a lot of questions, but systems are incredibly important. You are not duplicatable, Debbie. No network marketer is duplicatable, but your systems must be. So you have to remove yourself from the equation, because you got to pop that lid off so you can bring in 1,000 people tomorrow. And if you're thinking, I can't do that, I'm only helping this one person, I don't know what to do. In order to bring in 1,000 people tomorrow, you have to dig your ditches and have systems. You have to have things you point to. Point, point, point with your pointing stick. That's what's most important here. Is that with your new teammate, what you need to know about this teammate is if they're coachable and directable. Ask them to go do something. If they do it, tell them, go do this, come back to me, and then we'll move on to do the next thing. If they're not doing it, they haven't earned your time. And I know that doesn't feel good sometimes, but if we're camping out in their backyard, then we're going to be up in our head and we're going to keep thinking we need to give them more and give them more and give them more. Not mom, right? We're not. We are building our business too. We're locking arms with people and we're moving ahead and forging ahead. So you've got to be able to spend your time building and leading from the front, because the pace of the team is based on the pace of the leader. So they need to earn your time. If they're not doing it properly, then they probably need to fail forward and learn from that. And that is something that is going to help them build if this is something they really want to do. So I would have the systems in place, point them, move on, let them come back, then you can go back to them. Let them earn it. And if they don't do it, you celebrate them. You just celebrate them and keep going.
For listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.